Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Maimon by Avraham Goldreyer and Tehillim Maseches Kedushin Daf Yud, the first parak Ha'isha Niknes. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, the Gemara asks, Tchigos Biakona, does the beginning of the act of relations acquire for Kedushin or Sof Biakona? Or does the end of the act of relations acquire? The Gemara mentions two nafkaminas. Number one, Kagon Sheharaba. In a case where you only did Hara, the beginning of the act, Upashta Yad Vekibo Kedushin Ma'acher, and she reached out her hand and accepted Kedushin from another man before completing the act. And number two, Lakon Gadol de Kakani Basua Babia, for a Kon Gadol who may only marry a virgin who's marrying through relations. If relations only acquire at the end, the woman would no longer be a virgin at the time he marries her and would be forbidden to him. Amemer quotes Rava's conclusion, Ko a Boel, anyone who has relations, Daito Agmar Bia, his mind is on the completion of relations, and that is the time Kedushin will take effect. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Bia Nisun Osa, do relations done for Kedushin affect Nisun as well, or Erisun Osa, or do they only affect Erisun? The nafkaminas are the three halachas that come into effect after Nisun. Layorsha, to inherit her, Latamula, to become tummy for her burial, if he's a Kohen, Lahafir Nidareya, and to avoid her Nidarim. After Abai's proof is rejected, Rava quotes a mission which teaches that relations with a girl above 3 years of age have the full status of relations, which has numerous implications, including Miskadesh's Babia, she can be married with relations. Bimbal HaYavam cannot, if her Yavam had relations with her, he acquires her, among others. The mission continues, Vim Nisi is a Kohen Ochelos Betruma, and if she marries a Kohen with Nesuin, she may eat Truma. This implies that before Nesuin, she may not eat Truma, although the mission is discussing a girl who is married through relations. This proves that relations do not constitute Nesuin. The Gemara answers the Mishnah means, Yohani Nesuin de Kohen Ochelos Betruma. If these aforementioned Nesuin achieved with relations were with a Kohen, she may eat Truma. And point number three, another brice is brought to resolve whether relations affect Nesuin. Yochan ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Shemati lecha shata omer, I heard about you, that you say, Arusas bas Yisrael ochelos betruma, an arus of a Kohen, who is Yisrael's daughter, may eat truma. He responded that she should be permitted based on a kal v'chomer. If a non-Jewish maidservant who cannot eat truma, if a Kohen attempted to acquire her with relations, yet can eat truma if he purchases her with money, then a Jewish woman whose relations enable her to eat truma certainly should be able to eat truma when married with money alone. But Rabbi Yehuda conceded that the sages forbade an arusa from eating truma until after chuppah, meaning nesuin. This is explained in three ways. Number one, a Jewish woman may eat truma with relations alone because they affect nesuin. Number two, relations only enable eating truma when they're followed by chuppah, but the kal v'chomer can be structured to incorporate this point. A maidservant cannot eat truma even through relations followed by chuppah, yet may eat truma when purchased with money alone. And number three, all agree that biblically an arusa may eat truma. Their argument is why rabbinically she cannot. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks, Tchilas Biakona, does the beginning of the act of relations acquire for Kedushin, or Sof Biakona, or does the end of the act of relations acquire? The Gemara mentions two nafkaminas. Number one, Kagon Sheharaba, in a case where you only did Hara, the beginning of the act, Upashta Yad Vekibo Kedushin Ma'acher, and she reached out her hand and accepted Kedushin from another man before completing the act. And number two, Lakon Gadol de Kakani Basua Babia, for a Kon Gadol who may only marry a virgin who's marrying through relations. If relations only acquire at the end, the woman would no longer be a virgin at the time he marries her and would be forbidden to him. Amemer quotes Rava's conclusion, Ko a Boel, anyone who has relations, Daito Agmar Bia, his mind is on the completion of relations, and that is the time Kedushin will take effect. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Bia Nisun Osa, do relations done for Kedushin affect Nisun as well, or Erisun Osa, or do they only affect Erisun? The nafkaminas are the three halachas that come into effect after Nisun. Layorsha, to inherit her, Latamula, to become tummy for her burial, if he's a Kohen, Lahafir Nidareya, and to avoid her Nidarim. After Abai's proof is rejected, Rava quotes a mission which teaches that relations with a girl above 3 years of age have the full status of relations, which has numerous implications, including Miskadesh's Babia, she can be married with relations. Bimbal HaYavam cannot, if her Yavam had relations with her, he acquires her, among others. The mission continues, Vim Nisi is a Kohen Ochelos Betruma, and if she marries a Kohen with Nesuin, she may eat Truma. This implies that before Nesuin, she may not eat Truma, although the mission is discussing a girl who is married through relations. This proves that relations do not constitute Nesuin. The Gemara answers the Mishnah means, Yohani Nesuin de Kohen Ochelos Betruma. If these aforementioned Nesuin achieved with relations were with a Kohen, she may eat Truma. And point number three, another brice is brought to resolve whether relations affect Nesuin. Yochan ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Shemati lecha shata omer, I heard about you, that you say, Arusas bas Yisrael ochelos betruma, an arus of a Kohen, who is Yisrael's daughter, may eat truma. He responded that she should be permitted based on a kalva chomer. If a non-Jewish maidservant who cannot eat truma, if a kohen attempted to acquire her with relations, yet can eat truma if he purchases her with money, then a Jewish woman whose relations enable her to eat truma certainly should be able to eat truma when married with money alone. But Rabbi Yehuda conceded that the sages forbade an arusa from eating truma until after chuppah, meaning nisuin. This is explained in three ways. Number one, a Jewish woman may eat truma with relations alone because they affect nisuin. Number two, relations only enable eating truma when they are followed by chuppah, but the kal vachomer can be structured to incorporate this point. A maidservant cannot eat truma even through relations followed by chuppah, yet may eat truma when purchased with money alone. And number three, all agree that biblically an arusa may eat truma. Their argument is why rabbinically she cannot. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud, and her standard Siman is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. After the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud talasim all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilas bia, that affects kedushin, they got so involved in the heat of machokas, whether bia for kedushin also affects nesuin, that they didn't notice the sad arusa to a kohen after relations sitting at the table who wasn't permitted to eat truma. So once again, it's a motion. After the minion of Yidden? That must be on Daf Yud. After the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud talasim all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilasbia, that affects kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, chilasbia kona, does the beginning of the act of relations acquire for kedushin or sofbia kona, or does the end of the act of relations acquire? It brings two nafkaminas. A Maimer quotes Rav's conclusion, ko el boel, anyone who has relations, dato al gemar bia, his mind is on the completion of relations, and that is the time kedushin will take effect. So, after the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud talasim all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilas bia, that affects kedushin, they got so involved in the heat of machlokas whether bia for kedushin also affects nesuin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, bia nesuin osa, do relations done for kedushin affect nesuin as well, or erison osa, or do they only affect erison? The nafkaminas are the three halachas that come into effect after nesuin, liyorsha, to inheritor, latamila, to become tummy for her burial, if he's a Kohen, u'hafer nedareh, and to avoid her nedarim. So after the minion of diamond dealers with diamond studded talasim all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilasbia, that affects kedushin, they got so involved in nehida machokas, whether bia for kedushin also affects nesuin, that they didn't notice the sad arusa to a Kohen after relations sitting at the table who wasn't permitted to eat truma, which reminds us the more it brings a machokas why an arusa of a Kohen after relations cannot eat truma. So once again, after the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud talasim all agreed that it's sofbia, not chilasbia, that affects kedushin, they got so involved in the heat of machlokas whether bia for kedushin also affects nesuin, that they didn't notice the sad arusa to a kohen after relations sitting at the table who wasn't permitted to eat truma. All right, so now it's time for our four Balabach Hazara. Dav Vav. So the simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be more Dav Vav. The sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then he gave her a get or kedushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says, Dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage take effect. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sarek Lefarsh, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, Vusha Asukim Ba'osa Inyan, this ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they were dealing with this subject when the kedushin or get was given. So the sword collector was telling a woman he'd like to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wiser to be mekadesh her with the benefit of a loan extension, which reminds us, Abaye says, a mekadesh b'milva in a mekadesh, the one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for kedushin, she's not married because he didn't give her anything now. But if he attempts to marry with the benefit of a loan, she's married. The case is where he extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry her with the benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for kedushin. So the sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wise to do mekadesh with the benefit of a loan extension when he saw a matana manasalaxir sign which indicated giving the sword on condition she give it back wouldn't work because a woman's not acquired with chalifin, which reminds, the Gemara explains that matana manasalaxir shma matana, a gift on condition to return it is considered a gift and works in the case of a sale, pidyon haben, and truma. In all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction. The one case where it doesn't work is with a woman's kedushin, lefi she'ein isha niknas bechalifin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too, the item must be returned. Dav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun, that must be more in Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Makadashir by giving the money to another man, which reminds us, Rava said that if a woman says, Ten manu l'poni v'kadeshecha, give a money to Mkhoni, and I'll thereby become married to you, Mekudeshes midinarev, she's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with the guarantor, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, kamashabat nafshe, he still obligates himself to pay. If the borrower defaults, the woman too becomes married, despite the money be given to a different party. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to Mibakadishir by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, which reminds us, Rava said that if a man says, he's kachli uchetzi, mukadeshes, become married to half of me, she's married, but if he said half of you should become married to me, she's not married at all. After by challenge him, Rava explained the distinction. There, in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and kedushin allowing her to are invalid. But is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman if he wishes. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be Makadashir by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman. And was Makadashir with a silk with an image of a gun on it, he claimed was worth 50 zuz, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a case where a man is mekadesh a woman with a silk that he says is worth 50 zuz, and in truth it is, but it wasn't appraised. Rava holds that since you received the correct value, the kedushin is valid, but Rav Yosef holds, since a woman is not an expert in appraisal, she's not certain that it's worth what he says and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. Dav Ches, so the simmer Dav Ches is a challah, so here goes. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-selah diamond-studded challah, that must mean we're on Dav Ches. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-selah diamond-studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, which reminds us, if one said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyan b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he's redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyan couldn't be valid. The Gemara explains that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the pinyan is valid since it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-selah diamond-studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be makadish a woman with amana by only giving her a dinar, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, if one says, he's kachli b'mana, but nasal a dinar, be married to me with amana, and he only gave her a dinar, aizo mekudeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered amana and only gave a dinar, kamanda amrala manastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5-selah diamond-studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be makadosh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. After she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do, which reminds us, Rava quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married. Mana inkan, mashkon inkan. There's no money here given to her, and there's no collateral here given to her to keep. Dav Tes, so the simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot chart. Teapot? That must be one Dav Tes. The potter, who was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukadesh is to me, which reminds us, a brisa teaches how kedushin is performed with a shtar. Kasavu ha-niyar o acheres, if he wrote for the girl's father on a paper or on a pottery shard, afo pishem boshav apruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, bitcha mukadeshesli, your daughter's married to me, or another declaration of kedushin, it's effective. This is in contrast to a document of sale, where it's a seller who writes the shtar. So, the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake, worthless diamonds, that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, which reminds us, we learn from the hekush of Gittin to Kedushin that the shtar Kedushin must also be written lishma. There's machlokas if it must be given with her consent. So the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, didn't bother to show the father the other teapot he had just finished, painted with the words, Bulas Baal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that relations can affect Kedushin. Rabbi Yavoh quoted Rabbi Yochanan as darshining a pasuk, Bulas Baal, a woman who had relations with a man. This teaches that he becomes her husband through relations. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our Baal quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss how a shtar for Kedushin is written and how it differs from a document of sale? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Number 2. Which stuff you have a question whether Tchilos a Biakona or Sof Biakona? That's on Daf. Yud. Good number three. Which thing when the Rabbi Avohu learns that the source that be affects Kedushin is from the Pasuk of Bu'os Baal? That's on Daf. Test. Good number four. Which something when if someone says, be married to me with a mana and he gave her a mashkun for it, she's not married because mana inkan, mashkun inkan. That's on Daf. Ches. Good number five. Which something when the Shtar of Kedushin must be written with Shema and Smachokas if it must be given with her consent? That's on Daf. Test. Good number six. Which something when if a woman says, give a mana to Pony and I'll be married to you, it works based on the principle of an Arev? That's on Daf. Zion. Good number seven. Which step to the question whether be a Nisun Osa or Erison Osa? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number eight. Which step to the question if items of undetermined value must be appraised for Kedushin, such as in the case of a man using a silk he says is worth 50 zuz? That's on Daf. Zion. Good. Number nine. Which Daf to Malchok's wine Narusa to a Kohen is not permitted to Truma? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. And number 10. Which of you discuss what the din is if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then he gave her a get or kedushin without explaining? That's on Daf. Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody from Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.